The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. What's up, everybody? How are you?
Hi, Kim? Baby girl.
I miss
I'm
you.
Good. Oh. I'm with you.
You look specifically particularly lovely today with your natural hair that I literally can't believe I've never seen you with curls before. It's amazing. You should do it all the time.
You've never seen me with curls?
Not really.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, so I decided to go a natural and I hate it, but I'm trying to like it. So here it is.
I love it.
You do? It just looks, for me, I might see it. I might have a different vision. I might have like hair dysmorphia. For me, it feels like a lion's mane.
No, I think what's happening is that I think that a lot of curly, and I'm speaking out of turn, I don't have curly hair, but I think a lot of curly haired women like think of their curly hair as something that they used to rock as a kid until they learned how to do it other than that. And then when they wear their hair curly, they feel like they're like being a child again. They're like not putting the adult effort in, but I don't think that's the case.
It like feels like it doesn't have like a, like there's no home for the pieces. You know what I mean? Like when I have straight hair, everything goes into a place.
I think it vibes. And I think that like my hair is like just a little wavy and I wish it were more like yours.
Yeah, we'll see how it is in a few days because I feel like it gets curlier and curlier every day. It's definitely gotten shorter because of this. So that was something I had to get used to.
I like it. A little shrinkage never hurt nobody.
No, I mean, it hurt somebody, but me right now.
Yeah, not in this scenario, at least.
No, definitely not. So yeah, on curlies. And it's been a journey, you know. You discover new things about yourself in quarantine.
Yeah, I guess
and
you
for
do.
Me, my hair since I was 10 years old. It's been almost 20 years of straightening my hair.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more healthy and it's going to be happier if you just leave it curly for a little bit. Why not?
Right. Yep.
I hate to jump on you about this whatsoever, but like, very briefly before the show started, we touched upon your almost not noticeable black eye. And I am wondering how that happened.
Well, I'll probably say that the guy I'm dating gave it to me.
Okay. And are you like...
And we were play fighting. And he accidentally...
Wait, no, he really did give it to you? Why is this...
Yeah.
Why is this a thing for you?
I don't know. I play rough with my lovers.
Wait, Kim, this is a thing. Like, yo, anybody trying to date Kim, like, there's going to be what looks like domestic violence. Like, people are going to have to look at you a certain way at one point. And it's actually her fault. Like, as her best friend, I know it's her fault.
It is my fault. But this time it was just jujitsu. So it was less, it was more like... You know, yeah, it was still the same thing. He was still fucking around with someone. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't get away from it. I love it. I love the roughing.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's like I don't have any siblings. Maybe the siblings kind of attribute to like roughing each other up kind of thing.
Definitely. For, yeah. I mean, growing up with siblings is like growing up in the ghetto.
Just in your house? The ghetto is just in your home?
So, also so disrespectful to anybody that actually had to grow up in a ghetto. Everything is satire on this show.
It's all apparently or whatever. What was it?
Apparently. What was it? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So yeah, I got a black eye from my new boo, and I'm pretty proud of it. I was like, it was his knee that hit me in the eye. When he kneed me in the eye, basically what happened was we were both standing, right? I was going for him. He was going for me. We're like, let's see who can get this first takedown. I put my arm over his head to get him in a guillotine. He rolls. I roll with him. His knee hits me in the eye, and here I am all turned on.
I was just going to ask two questions. Two questions. How much joy do you take in him, like, feeling bad about it and taking care of you afterward? And how soon afterward do you fuck?
Well, to answer the first one, the amount of joy I get from the attention, every day. If this thing starts de-reddening it, I'm going to hit it some more so it stays longer. Cool. Every time he talks to me, I remind him who he is and what he's done to me, the charges that I will take upon him.
Sis, you could just use some makeup to extend that shit. You don't need to hurt yourself.
It's literally the perfect way to have a mark on your eye, too. It's kind of cute.
Yeah, no, it actually, I didn't notice it until you said something. It looks like you just have like a little extra rosy cheek today.
It's like kind of like, hey, I'm shy, but instead it's like, I'm into weird things.
I have this little shy bruise on my neck, on my face.
Who gave it to you? My boyfriend.
But like, don't ask too much. I'm like a little shy about talking about it.
I like the girl on TikTok right now who's doing impressions of herself when she was in middle school. Have you seen her? And she goes to school and she's like, she burns herself on purpose with a curling iron. And then she goes to school and she's like this. And her friends are like, what's wrong? And she's like, nothing. And then they're like, what's wrong? She's like, nothing. Don't look. And then smiles. And she's like, and they're like, what happened? She's like, fine. It was Lucas. And then the TikTok. And it's like, we all knew that girl that made up stories like that.
I love that. I really love the trend that's going around where like girls will show the like Tumblr pictures that they were trying to emulate when they were like 10 and 11 years old.
Underwater like this.
Underwater or like on the beach just with their little fucking like the bodies.
Oh, that's so funny because they're like all in this prepubescent like fat stage.
Yeah.
Oh, so we all look like Little Miss Sunshine trying to be Chrissy Teigen. Hilarious.
That's exactly what it is. And the fact that so many girls did the same shit, they'd be like I asked my mom to take these pictures on the beach one day so that I could look like the Tumblr girls. And it's just like,
Yeah. The one, do you see the girl licking the popsicle? A fat chick sucking on one. It's just like, that's so good. Yeah, I remember me and my friend Rachel, when we were like, I'm proud to be 11. We were in my room. It was like a really rainy day in Florida. And we looked out the window and there was this blue chair. And it was in the, like, our grass was like perfectly green in there. And there was this blue chair in the middle of the rain. And my friend Rachel was like, look at that. And we both looked at it and we were like, that is sad. Let's go do a photo shoot in it. And like, what I would do to see these pictures of us like this in the rain, like in this blue chair in the grass, like probably so ugly.
Yeah, I have a couple. I could actually bring them in next week. I have a couple photos that I could think of off the top of my head with like a backwards cap on and like a slutty shirt that I shouldn't. It's a shirt that my parents bought me when I was young because I begged for it. And they were like, you're not allowed to wear it out for like a couple years. Like you could just own it for now. And I took a photo shoot in it when I was like 12. And like, I thought I looked so sexy, like with my belly out, but the amount of baby fat looking back on the pictures is the crazy.
Oh, you know, I still get like that. I still feel like I'm sexy sometimes. And I'm like, you know what? There is a little baby fat in this one. You do that now? You ever post sexy where you're like, this looks good?
I honestly, this is going to sound sad. This is, I'm about to say too much, but I don't really take sexy photos because of that feeling.
I deep into your Instagram.
That's a while back, but I feel like everybody, if you've creeped back on my Instagram far enough, you know that I used to have an ass that is really just no longer what it was. And
the ass on your Instagram is out of this world. I don't know what else to say.
The ass that I had
a gift.
Sorry, Kim, what'd you say?
I said the ass you have on your Instagram is a gift to the Lord himself.
The ass that I had 5 years ago is worth following me for. At I am Alex Scar on Instagram. Go check it out, you guys. I'm trying to get back there eventually. It's just like I'm producing a lot of podcasts. So I don't know what to tell you.
Literally go check it out right now. Also, this is, I was trying to look up pictures because I would try to get sexy and put like sexy pigtails in and wear like, I wanted to look like Sporty Spice, but with pigtails. I have pictures like that, but I can't find them. And it's okay. Upsetting. I have emotional ones from Xanga. Remember Xanga?
No.
The online diary. Oh my God. It was like an online, Photo Bucket. You remember Photo Bucket?
Yes. Wow.
I have some in Photo Bucket. I have me making out with 10 different boys in Photo Bucket pictures.
Do Photo Bucket accounts still exist? Would I be able to track my Photo Bucket account and find it?
Well, we can do this podcast right now. Bobby wants to embarrass me. He can go to Kim Photo Bucket, like just Google the words Photo Bucket, and then separately the username was Kimbo Joe 123. In all of my embarrassing photos from my youth are there, like selfies, pictures of like, it'd be like me emotional, and it'd be like, once a flower is cut, she never stops draining her blood pollen, like shit like that, like weird.
Okay.
I mean, the things that are in there, I don't even know what's in there. Bobby can go through it. I'm sure it's not private.
Hold on. Before we look at this, can I just say,
Hold on.
Before we go, this is going to be the most embarrassing shit ever, because just the other day I went through my Instagram to delete pictures of me and my ex. I finally made that step. I was like, I don't want to scroll back and see these anymore. I'm done looking at them. I deleted all of them. And in the process, the number of posts from just 4 or 5 years ago that I wanted to delete because of the cringe in the fucking caption, like everything I thought was just so deep, like before, it's all disgusting. And I can't wait to go even further back than that into your life, because, man.
I'm not excited to get into it. I'm not going to lie. And I feel like I'm upset that we let Bobby go privately into it this far, because he's really getting the good stuff. I don't know what's – have you seen anything, Bobby, yet?
I did that on purpose. I'm sorry. I can't.
There's a lot of boy kissing pictures in this.
Put them up. Pull them all up, please.
New kissing boys.
Are they the same different them. Right?
Yeah, just a lot of different pictures of you kissing boys. It's really weird.
Let me see. Really,
you know I like boys, Alex.
I know.
Like, here's one.
But that's my boyfriend Brian.
That is a young couple right there. That is.
My mom took that picture.
No, bring that back.
I swear to God, it's why I'm a comic and why I need therapy. My mom took that picture and made us pose like that.
She asked you to pose like that?
Yes, she thought it was cute.
It was all her idea?
And I remember my aunt was there, and my aunt walked in and she was like, Maddie, you can't have your 13-year-old daughter under the covers with her boyfriend like this. Like, very normal thought process. My mom was like, they're fine. And I think I tried to put his balls that night or something.
Wow.
My
Kim.
Dad. I'm sorry.
Kim, this explains so much. This is so interesting.
Oh yeah, these are my little quotes, Bobby. You're seeing the little quotes on there. I think those were MySpace quotes that I kept, is what you're looking at, those little miniature ones. So yeah, that was Brian. That was my first boyfriend. Actually, my aunt, the one that tried to save me that day from being a prostitute, she took me to this like fun amusement place in Orlando when I was dating Brian. And there was this little guy, and he would put your soulmate's name on a piece of rice. And if you got the piece of rice and wore it as a necklace, it meant you married them forever. And my mom bought me a Brian rice.
Oh, that's a lot. You were 13?
Yeah, there was a lot of pressure in my life for some reason.
Does that photo constitute child pornography?
No, I don't think so. It's probably close, though. Anything else in there, Bobby? What do we got that's good?
What do we got?
I'm going through a couple of the pages.
I don't like how quiet it is.
Bobby, I feel like you're hiding some of the good stuff to protect Kim right now, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay,
I'd like to see.
Yeah, let me, here, this one was, where was it? I'll get back to it.
For some reason, I thought he was going to say this one was recent, but
no.
No, I'm
looking
scared.
This one is.
Oh.
What is this?
What's going on here?
Me sweating on my friend Jared at homecoming. So booty dancing on.
Jared is obviously your date because you're dressed. His vest matches your dress perfectly.
Yes, I'm still good friends with Jared.
Okay, this is some grind action. I like it.
Pretty innocent stuff. Me and Jared just grinding. Oh God. I mean, oh yeah, feet in the mouth. Okay, I see. I think they're. Oh, wait, left, go left. There's a blue top. Up, right there.
This one?
That one is actually appropriate. What is
this photo is Kim. She's making out with a shirtless dude. He's like kind of ripped. He looks good, right? But she's got her phone in her hand and she's selfieing down to them from above to take the picture.
Oh my God, this is embarrassing.
The idea, it's not an embarrassing photo to have, like if you just wanted it, but it's embarrassing that like at one point your brain was like, I'll look really cool if I share this with the world.
My feet in it. That's so disgusting, like what my legs are doing. Oh yeah, so yeah, there's my boyfriend. Yeah, okay, I like to click on that one. Yeah, that kissing one on the beach.
We want to see all the kissing pictures, okay. Basically.
Can you zoom in on that one? Look at the lady in the background. She's just disturbed.
She, I can't even.
I don't know who that woman is. She wasn't with us. I was just kissing near her because I didn't care.
Deep kiss. It took me a second to figure out what's happening. Kim is laying on her stomach in the sand, and this boy is laying on top of her back, and she's full 180 neck spun around to kiss him. It's intimate as fuck. How old are you here? This is crazy. What is this?
I was 15 here. This and that's my boyfriend. I don't know if I can say his name, but it rhymed with Timmy Turner, literally. And
that's awesome.
And we dated. He's the one that I gave head to with the condom on. I have to whisper because my dad's outside. but he is in prison now.
Oh, that's sad. I'm sorry.
But 6 years, I think. Yeah, he got into some deep shit. Oh, that kid. Do you see the kid with the poster in his room? Go up. Up. There. That kid. I was so excited to be dating this kid. Oh, it was 06, so.
14 years ago.
I was 16 years old when I met him, and I thought he was literally the hottest guy, and I couldn't believe he liked me. He's cute, right? If you're 16 and he likes you.
If you're 16 you're like, and he likes you, you are thinking you're going to marry him. I don't know what to say.
I told everybody I knew that a guy that looked like specifically Brad Pitt likes me. I kept being like, he looks like Brad Pitt. He looks like Brad Pitt. And he kind of does. I'm not wrong. He looks like a young Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
Yeah, he looks like a child to me now. But yes, I could see 16-year-old me just not being able to stop thinking about sucking his dick.
Okay, so I go over his house. I'm completely innocent. Never had a boyfriend before. Wait, I go over there to hang out with him.
Hold on.
We're all drinking.
Stop. You're not that innocent. We've already seen what you were up to before. I just have to say that. I'm sorry.
At this point, I've only kissed a guy.
Okay.
I've only kissed a guy. So I go over his house. I'm like, great, we're going to kiss. That's like my thing. I do that. I go over his house and he literally just tries to go down on me.
And you didn't let him? You stopped it?
No, I was like, whoa.
I wasn't
even there yet.
I was around 16 the first time a guy tried to go down on me, and I was like, yes, absolutely. I've been waiting for this day. Do it.
No, I was caught off guard. I don't think I'd ever even done anything with a guy. I might have been 15 there, 14. And I was terrified. I literally broke up with him and never went back to his house because of it.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Because you would have had to go through the fingering stage first. Like you have to like be comfortable being fingered first before, right?
Yes. And I was not with Brad Pitt.
No, that makes sense. I wouldn't have let that happen if I had never been fingered, because then I wouldn't have like had been thinking about shaving and things like that, and it would have been totally off guard. I get that.
I was not. I probably went mudding earlier that day and went straight to his house.
Kim was like still like half a child at heart.
Truly. Should not even have been with a boyfriend.
You had dirty feet from running around barefoot all day.
Oh, fuck. Anything else crazy in there, Bobby? Is that it?
There's more kissing pictures.
Is it the same?
There's one.
Bobby's disappointed in me. I've said horrible things on this podcast, but him having to see me make out with so many different boys.
Yeah. Did you see this guy before? Because he's in a couple of other pictures.
This is a Tumblr picture. This is one of those things where you're like, I'm trying to look.
So embarrassed.
You should do this for the trend on TikTok, Kim. It's so almost a hot picture, but there's something off.
It's that my mouth is closed and his is so open. Who would do that?
It doesn't look right. There's just I could feel that the chemistry of this kiss is off just through the photo. I don't know what to say.
This is my senior year boyfriend that I moved to college with. That's why you've seen him in a He made it past the makeout stage.
Okay, I like that. I want to hear, on the other picture, I want to hear what, like, in your memory, when you took that photo and you, like, turned your digital camera around and took a look at it, I want to know what your first reaction to it was, if you could remember.
This is going to be very embarrassing because the way that I remember the first time I saw this picture after I took it.
I know, because I remember those pictures, too.
Like, I just opened a fucking can of Pringles, a crisp memory.
I remember turning
around, and I shit you not, I was like, this is the most beautiful picture. I remember.
I knew it. My brain works the same way.
I remember this picture. And honestly, this was 2007. This was before cameras were good. This shit is iPhone 6 quality at least.
Yeah, that's why. And I know it was digital camera age.
I remember saying, like, look at the way I'm holding you. I'm going to die. Oh, this is the most embarrassing thing.
How did I know that? I knew that because I had to delete all these pictures from the last like 10 years over the weekend. And man, was it eye opening to see how much I have changed.
God damn, Bobby, you hit me hard with that one. That's what I was looking for, though. I was looking for that thrill of embarrassment. Like, I needed that.
That was so good.
Wow. I remember when I took that picture. I remember literally thinking it was gorgeous and art and everything that a picture of a man and woman kissing should be.
That's crazy. I think teenage girls have a thing about taking pictures. Like, taking a picture kissing a boy is like a big deal. It's a very important photo to you. It's like the sexiest thing ever that it's you in the photo. I get it. I totally get it. It's just hard to look back on when you realize that years later.
Ouch, man, that kissing one really was a stinger. Wow. I don't know what to say.
God damn it. Where do we go from here? I wasn't expecting that to happen. No.
Straight to damn hell. Is there anything else, Bobby? Fuck, if we can keep going. If there's another man in there I'm kissing, there should be...
There's just more of that same guy of you kissing that same guy.
Okay, just in different ways. Good. That's healthy. Yeah.
I would post like blurry pictures of me and my ex like kissing on Instagram like 8 years ago. I was like, "What? Who was this ever for?" It's like we're barely in it. It's so digitized. Like, what's happening? My God. It was bad. It was really bad.
Yeah. Fuck. Being a kid is embarrassing. I'm so glad that I have TikTok now and not when I was 15. The way I would have embarrassed myself.
Yeah, and I see teenagers on TikTok embarrassing themselves, and I mean, I'm in. I like it, but I'm glad it's not me.
I like it, and I'm the person to bear yourself in front of because I understand.
Yeah, well, I think everybody at this point is starting to understand. I think just as you're getting older, we're all like, oh yeah, of course I wasn't as cool as I thought I was when I was 14 years old, you know?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very, very crazy. TikTok is wild. TikTok is wild.
Yeah, I've made it back to like alt TikTok, Beans TikTok, you know, Frog TikTok. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Beans. I'm in on Beans TikTok.
Okay, I got on Beans Talk and I got on Frog Talk too.
Yeah, I like Frog Talk. It's pretty chill, actually.
I got on Frog Talk. I'm heavy in Witch Talk. Heavy in Witch Talk. I'm on August 27th Talk.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on the Awakening Talk.
I'm on the Awakening Talk too. Open Eye Talk. Yep.
If you don't watch, like, if you're not on TikTok, you have no idea what we're talking about, I guess. But like, there truly are corners of TikTok that like your interaction with the app like brings you to, and it mm-hmm. gets really weird. It gets really, really weird.
It does. It's basically the algorithm gets very specific, and then you start seeing a lot of the same things over and over again. So people have inside jokes like, "Oh, I'm on Witch Talk, which is like all witches and people doing weird shit with the moon." And if you like one of those, and it'll send you a bunch of those, and you start like getting into that community. It's really weird. I accidentally slipped onto Pedo Talk because of.
I'm not surprised. TikTok is listening, and you talk about pedos a lot.
Yes, I do. And I slipped onto it, and I saw a very, very disturbing one today. And tell me if you think that this is strange. I don't even know. I hope that I damn liked it. I didn't.
I'm sure you know. I'm sure you know about the trend on TikTok that everybody is pissed off about, to that one song where like these dudes are doing these like POV videos for their daughters.
Slowly in a pool of love. Yeah, you think I don't know that?
It's a nice song, and these guys are all doing this like different versions of like "Daddy Wants to Fuck You" videos, which is like. It's really creepy and weird, and there's the trend has gone so far, like so many people have done the videos. It's fucking crazy.
What they're doing is the TikTok is basically the camera is turned, and it's like the back of some dude's head moving around in a bed. It looks sexual. It looks like if a dude was doing something to a girl under the covers. And then the music drops, the beat drops, and the dad turns around and the kid goes, "Daddy?" And then the dad's like, "Oh, hi, I didn't see you there." And he's like, "Why is mommy squirting out of her pussy hole?" And he's like, "Nothing, go back to sleep, baby." And they're like, "Okay." And these are the TikToks the kids are doing. I don't know why. I don't get it. But there's like a trend of like kids walking in on their parents and like reenacting it.
Yes, it seems like teenagers now who walked in on their parents like 10 or 12 years ago are like reenacting it for TikTok and creeping the entire world out. They're playing the parent role now in the video. It's so creepy.
I know. It's really bad. It's a huge issue. And I don't know. People are weird. I saw this TikTok earlier and this guy was like, "Is this weird or not?" And it was a dude who he was an uncle and he was doing the fruit roll-up challenge that only couples have been doing, where you eat both sides until you kiss. It's like the Lady and the Tramp thing.
Yeah.
And his nephew, like 5, and he's sitting on a chair like chewing it, and then the uncle's chewing the other side, and you can tell the nephew starts getting like uncomfortable when they get close. He's like giggling, and the uncle like goes and bites. It was just like a weird vibe. It might have not even been anything wrong with it, but then I looked at the comments. There was only like 7 comments because it was a small account. You know when you just get those that don't have, they're not popular, they just sort of show up on your page as random people. I look at the comments, then one of the comments said, "My turn." And I clicked on it, and it was a page of a grown man, and the only video he had is of this like 6-year-old boy in a Speedo kicking a soccer ball, and it was like really tight around his like penis area. And it was like, the hashtags were like, "Love the view." And then it was like a heart emoji, a little boy emoji.
No good.
And then the pedophile triangle was the profile picture.
Okay. Well, I mean, why are you going to be so obvious, bro? Like, why does your whole page got to be pedophilia? Can't you just, like, be a pedophile and try to not be a pedophile so publicly? Wow.
So gross.
That's fucking crazy. Fuck, I was going to make a point, but I lost it because I'm a little high.
It's okay. I'm sorry I distracted you. I want to catch them. And you need to help me.
Yeah. I mean, oh, well, what I was going to say about the Lady and the Tramp thing. I don't think it's appropriate to Lady and the Tramp something with a child because you're supposed to meet in the middle, okay? You're supposed to have two adult mouths that can, like, a 5-year-old's tongue is not going to take in as much fruit roll up as a fucking 43-year-old man's tongue is, okay?
Already in a fair race to the
just,
middle.
Yeah, imagine how it looks. It's just kind of an attack from one side. As the kid maybe gets 3 or 4 inches of fruit roll up into his little mouth.
It's also rude of you to take so much fruit roll up in one sitting.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like the whole pedophilia thing. You're really being selfish with the roll up.
Exactly. You're adding insult to injury. A decent pedophile will give a child candy rather than fucking stealing it half out of his goddamn mouth. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it was just weird.
Yeah,
but yeah. I want to make a TikTok and be a fake little boy on TikTok and get little fake videos of a little boy. And then I want to pose and start messaging pedophiles and expose them. That'd be fun, right?
It would be, but my concern is, like, where you get whose little boy are you going to use for this? Because, like, that could put him in.
I accidentally expose him to pedophilia. I'm like, take your shirt off. It's nothing. It's for to catch pedophiles. To catch them.
He's like,
come fruit roll up my mouth.
Miss Kim, I'm uncomfortable.
I would be really uncomfortable if my nephew called me Miss Kim. like I was a bus driver.
I didn't realize you were going to use your nephew. I thought you'd find some other kid.
No, family.
Yeah.
I love the...
Go on.
The girl on TikTok that's the bus driver. Have you seen her?
No.
Oh, she always plays the fed up bus driver, which is very such a specific character to play. So she'll stand up and she's like this kind of fat girl with like short, like kind of like a boy haircut. And she's like, ladies and gentlemen, the volume in this bus is astronomical. Like it's very like specific.
No, I
like,
do not.
I can hear you. Miss Gland can hear you, and the bus driver can hear you. Little ears, like she's like so. You remember that lady, don't you?
Yes, I do know exactly who you're talking about. I'm just not gonna lie. I thought it was a dude. The fact that it's a lady, I don't mean any disrespect whatsoever. I've been following this person. I've been following them since I got on TikTok.
It might be a dude. I might be wrong.
TikTok is the most gender fluid app there is. It's like, is anybody a man or a woman on TikTok? Who even cares? But yeah, those are brilliant videos. I agree.
Yes, I agree to all of that.
You see the confusion, right?
Absolutely. Gen Z has really figured out how to take gender out of everything and it not be a problem, which is fine with me.
Not a problem at all. I definitely have, I mean, yeah, they're super chill about gender situations, and I never even considered the possibility that I need to find out now. I need to find out for sure. I guess I don't. It doesn't really matter.
I don't know. TikTok's changed my world. It's changed my life. It's changed who I am as a person and a human being and a lover.
Yeah, no, me too. But it's actually concerning me because, like, the amount to which TikTok has, like, changed the things that I'm thinking about on a daily basis. Like, I don't know. I'm too into the conspiracy world. Like, what if it's China trying to brainwash us? What if they're doing it well because we love it? We can't get enough.
Right. I don't have my own brain anymore after being on TikTok for so long. I don't know who I am. All I know is I keep singing. Okay, I was singing the song the other day, and my sister's on TikTok all day just like I am, and our things are completely different. So I was in the kitchen, and I was going, now I know what's real, what's fake. And she was like, what's that? And I was like, that's not on yours. Mm-hmm. Is that on yours, Alex?
I'm not getting that one.
You're not getting that now I know what's real, what's fake. Oh, it's creepy. It's literally about everything around you being fake and the entire world's a simulation. And all the TikToks are like, now I know what's real, what's fake. And it just does a bunch of pictures of things that aren't real.
Yeah, it's concerning me that...
Oh. That was cool. That wouldn't make any sense. But yeah, I mean, the audio's fucking strange. What's weird is you guys showed me two very normal examples. What comes up for me for those songs is some shit like images of places you feel like you've been to but never have.
Okay, I came across one of those on TikTok that fucked me up because as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, I think I've driven past that house too. And then everyone in the comments was like, I've driven past that house too. And it was really, I mean, I don't know. There's explanations for these things, but it creeped me out to the point where, like, sometimes I have to shut TikTok off because I'm too creeped out to go to sleep. Do you get that?
Yeah. TikTok scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah. It's also really funny, but also it's like the range of emotions that it teaches you to go through. It's like I just saw the funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life, and now I'm literally scared to leave the room because of this very next video.
I keep seeing spirit box readings.
Yeah.
Have you seen those where people are talking to ghosts through spirit boxes?
No.
Oh, God, I got to stop liking them. My face just flooded with them. I've heard the voice of Kobe Bryant through a spirit box already. It terrified the fuck out of me. I mean, the things I'm scared of now are ridiculous. They're ridiculous. And I'm there every day, and I can't get out. And now I know what's real, what's fake. I just feel like that is... Who knows if I am even really right here? I think what happened is I'm on TikTok so much I'm disassociating. Like, I am literally getting a mental illness from it.
No, I feel the same way. I suggested to Harrington just a few minutes ago, and he got angry with me, that maybe I did too many drugs over quarantine and I caused the world to go crazy because things are wild. And he was like, if you ever try to tell me again that the amount of drugs that you do has any kind of magical powers over the world, I will never speak to you again.
You're probably right. To be honest, I don't know what else to tell you. I think you might have done this, and me too.
I knew you'd be on my side. It's just like, what?
I think we all pitched in. We all did our part.
I think so too. But man, I don't know. We should have an August 27th party, me and you. You want to meet up on that day?
I really want you to come visit or me to come visit you. But like, if we do it, like, I want to... do like a trip where we don't stay like at my house. Like we go and get like a hotel on the beach.
Nope. Bobby and I just spoke about this. Since it's still Corona and we can't safely fly, we should meet in the middle on a road trip and spend a weekend like in North Carolina or something.
Let me tell you about this fucking bullshit, this Corona safe flying bullshit. You're going to be exposed to the same amount of corona every time you go into a gas station or refill your tank, every time you go anywhere. Every time I go into a Walmart, I'm like, I could be at an airport right now. Anytime I go into a Walmart, I'm like, this could be an airport and I could just be going to New York for a minute. It's the same amount of people.
Right, but in an airport, it's people from all different places, you know? Like, it could be that in a Walmart, but it's much more likely to be that in an airport.
Alex, in my Walmart, it's people all from Florida. It's worse than an airport. It's literally the place you hope that the people in the airport aren't from.
That's so scary. That is truly terrifying now that you phrase it that way. You're right. Forget it.
I'll just hop on a plane, pay $30, and I'll see you in a couple hours. Jesus. The flights are $30 right now. It's round trip.
No.
You know what? You're going to see sicker people in the Walmart than you will just in the airport. I promise you.
Boys, I'm taking a week off soon. I don't know what to tell you.
Let's see right now. A flight from LaGuardia to Orlando right now, probably cheap as fuck. I mean, right now, $31. Round trip.
That's ridiculous. Oh,
that's in September, but still, damn. I'm just going to buy flights ahead. Yeah, right. Oh, God. Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, look at this.
No.
$27. Come pay $20 and come over. I mean, we've literally paid more than that to, like, hop in a Uber.
Literally cheaper than my Ubers to home.
It used to be more expensive to Uber from my apartment to you, from my house to your apartment than it is now to fly across states.
That's why I'm saying just come and we'll get, like, okay, I know this really nice hotel here in Florida. $140 a night, dude. You get three nights, you get the fourth free.
I like the idea of it. I think we should do it. I want to bring crew down with me. Let's
bring
do the whole...
crew. Bring the boys.
We're doing it. I love it.
That would be fun. Let's all do it. And let's book a bunch of rooms in that hotel. Just take over the hotel for like a week and we can have a Corona party.
I don't hate the idea.
That's an appropriate Corona party. I'm just kidding, everyone. But you know what I mean.
You're not supposed to have any fun whatsoever right now, and I have a feeling that people are going to judge us for even the idea of traveling to see one another, but I miss you because you're my best friend.
Everyone can kiss my ass.
I want to literally kiss your ass in person.
I want you to come. Literally, $20, I'll pay half. I'll pay half your flight round trip.
Oh my God, what an offer. It's literally going to go...
So shitty, not even as offered to pay for the whole thing. I'll pay half.
It's only going to cost me $13.50 to get to Florida. That's pretty crazy.
$13.50 in 2 hours.
Guys, I don't know. I know that this is not what I should be saying, but allegedly, everybody should go travel right now. This is an opportunity is never going to happen again. I don't know what to say. Get online. Allegedly, you should buy a flight.
I might
allegedly
hit up Austin for a few days. I might allegedly hit up fucking... I've been wanting to go to alleged Denver. I've been wanting to allegedly go to Sedona in Arizona and feel the energy in Sedona. Have you heard of Sedona?
I love the idea of Sedona. I feel like I belong there.
They say that Sedona is one of the, there's like, okay, so they have, I don't remember what it's called, but there is some sort of belief that there are different points in the world with energy portals that sort of lead to different dimensions and like really replenish your energy. They say that the whole world is based off of different points. And if we connected them all, you could like time travel and figure out things through them, right? And one of them's in the North Pole, and they say one of them's Sedona. And in Sedona, my friend Emily told me in Sedona, in the place where they say the energy's crazy, the trees, they grow in spirals.
Okay, Kim, we need to go do mushrooms in Sedona together soon.
Absolutely. They have hot springs. I mean, what's my flight to Sedona? What's that going to cost me to Sedona? Right now, wow, why are they so much more expensive?
Because Florida is diseased.
Nobody wants to go there. That's what it is?
Yeah, that's
why. Because it's 147 to go to Sedona, so nobody doesn't mind going there. But to Florida, it's cheap.
Yeah, that's why I suggested meeting in the middle. It's like there is part of my mind that's like maybe Florida's not the best choice of the one place to travel to.
You're saying it from New York. What are we saying here? We're in the two armpits. I mean, what are you saying? You're saying right now, you're saying you don't want, it's chlamydia and gonorrhea at this point. They both have a pill.
I mean, in theory, Actually, I don't know which one of those I would prefer. I just don't
know. I probably would want chlamydia because I know more people have had it, and I think gonorrhea turns your stuff different colors.
I think I'd be more embarrassed to say that I have gonorrhea than I would to say that I have chlamydia. Yes, I'd rather have chlamydia. Final answer.
About it right now.
What?
So if I have chlamydia, I'd do a podcast about it right now.
Oh shit. Yeah.
It's a little more expensive to go to New York. Yeah, I guess Florida's the cheap place. So yeah, you gotta come to me. And it's round trip. So you're really getting a good offer because you're getting to go back to New York for that cheap offer.
I mean, we'll talk about this after the show. You don't have to sell me for the rest of the episode. I might do it. I might literally do it.
Tell the people you're on your way.
God damn it. Huh. What else is going on in your life, Kimmy?
Oh, I got this thing.
Oh, wait. See, is that? Tell me that's what I hope it is.
What do you think it is?
Is it one of those things that they're advertising to me constantly on the internet that, like, literally...
You know I got a TikTok ad. You know I got a TikTok ad, and I got a...
Does it literally suck the blackheads out of your fucking face? I'm so jealous.
I mean, literally? Oh, my God, look. I got one on the edge. You see it? Just now from doing that.
I stopped wearing my glasses because I'm trying to look hot, so I don't see it.
I can't put my skin anymore on this video. It's disgusting.
Wow,
you don't see this.
I see it. Whoa, that's big. It's bigger than I thought.
It just pulled that out of my face.
I want one so badly. That's amazing. How much did it cost?
It was only like $25.
What's your product review thus far?
It hurts. I mean, it's cool. It got the shit out of my nose. Like, it does its job. It's got different suction things, and they have different pressures, and then it has a blue light to close the pores after, and a red light to rejuvenate them.
Is it possible to overdo it? Like, could it break a blood vessel on your face?
I think I did. Yes. Everything hurts on my face now.
Oh, you could use that to replenish your bruise when your man stops feeling bad about it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I always knew you were my queen for a reason.
I got you, sis.
Yeah. What else?
I wrote things down. I wrote down. Oh, you wanted to talk about the guy who bought Epstein's Island.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to cover it real quick because I think it's really, really, really funny. Because can we just pull up? Just Google man who bought Epstein's Island, I guess. And you tell me what you think about him for yourself. Like, I just want your own honest opinion about what you feel about this guy.
Okay, I'm excited. He purchased it from, like, who? Like, Epstein's estate is run by somebody. We don't know. We haven't done enough research. We're dumb bitches. Cool. Sorry about it.
This is an alleged podcast.
I love that when we do conspiracy things, our listeners are like so into it, but they also like know a lot more about it than we do. So I feel like I get a ton of DMs that are like, actually, this is what's going on. I love
right.
it.
Right.
I love it. Keep it coming. Like, I'm an idiot. I'm just learning.
Please. But yeah, I know nothing about conspiracies. What's up, Bobby?
Do you know who bought it? Like, is it?
It's some name.
Is it some name? I think it's a man who has eyes and ears, Bobby.
It's a man with skin. He has skin.
He has a nose.
He has a nose.
Oh, you know what? Guess what?
What?
It might not have even been damn true. It might not even be real. I think it was not real because I can't find it.
Okay. Never mind then.
Well, nothing might be real today.
Well, good for the man if he exists. I would like an island for myself one day. What would you do with your island? How would you build it up, Kimmy?
If I had an island, well, first of all, the sand would be made of hairs of little children, newborn baby hairs. Have you ever felt a newborn baby hair? I want to walk on a beach of those.
Okay, and who's chipping at the hair to turn it into sand? Like, who's your labor force doing that?
Every newborn that's born in my country must get the hair clip from the island of Kim. And it's an honor to get your hair to go on the island of the floor that she steps on.
Okay, okay. I like that. And do they shave their head once for it, or do they continually have to be bald, everyone on the island except for you?
Oh, see, you sick bitch. You knew I'd like that, and I'd convert to it, so that one. Oh, you were so proud of yourself for knowing what I'd be into. The thought of everyone having to shave their head every year so I can have their hairs to step on. God, I have a God complex.
Tell me I wouldn't be a first in command, baby.
Baby, I'd let you keep your hair as you'd be so in command.
Thank you. I would still trim a bit just to show respect to you.
Oh, see, and that's why I'd let you keep it. No one respects me like my ass does.
I had a dream recently that for once was not the same fucking dream that I always have. It was not a repeat, and it was weird. I don't really listen to Madonna a lot. I guess I had listened to like a little bit of Madonna's music one day, and I had a dream that I was like Madonna's like day one, and like she was like coming up, and like we knew she was coming up, and it was about to get wild. Like the whole world was about to know her name, and like we were like going on tour together and shit. What?
I'm not.
Tell me. I looked good. Me and Madonna, we were like snapping pictures together. She was like, she's about to just bring me up with her. I don't know what to say. Can you be my Madonna, Kimmy?
Alex, the way that I hate that I'm about to make your dream about myself.
Do it.
The way that I have told myself that I am like Madonna the last 3 years.
No, why?
I swear. You know the Drake, I think I've played the Drake song for you called Madonna. I said he wrote this about me. Remember I played that in our car and I was like, he wrote this about me. And I literally said the words because I'm Madonna.
I don't ever remember you saying that, but I've been wondering why this dream would be about Madonna and not about any other pop star in history. I have not a crazy connection with her. I mean, I think she's great, but I like had this dream that she was like my best friend, like my true best friend. And like I was the person who was there for her.
It was me.
It was you, baby girl.
Like a virgin.
I'm just like in the front row.
Wow, front row, sis? You on stage with me with trimmed hair.
Yeah, I'm backstage. I get to come out and dance with you. I want to be in all your videos. Like, that was part of the dream. We were like I was in her videos and shit. And I was there for her. She loved me. It was so much fun.
Okay, you dreamed about me. I'm making it about myself.
But we've been trying to dream about each other, Kim. Like, we've actively put that into the world.
That is what I wanted to tell you. I have been trying.
Is that not weird? I'm sorry.
So hard. What?
We've been literally trying to dream about each other, and you haven't gotten to it, but I had that dream, and you're saying it's about you.
That is true. I've been trying so hard to lucid dream that I've actually been losing sleep. I tried ever since the last podcast, every single night. And this is what happens. I do the things during the day. I look in the mirror. I check myself and make sure things are right. I look at the clocks, make sure clocks are good. I throw them the coins in the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
I even got a book about it. Been reading about it. Every night as I'm falling asleep, I repeat the phrase, mind awake, body asleep, mind awake, body asleep, mind awake, body asleep, mind awake, until I fall asleep. And then I'll be in my dream. Dream me. Hears like almost like as if God is on a speaker. It's me, myself, going lucid. I can hear myself saying the word lucid, like to remind myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then dreaming goes, oh yeah, I'm dreaming. And then I wake up every single time.
That's the hardest step to get past. So it's like an excitement thing, I think, because that happened to me a few times in a row where I was like, ah, I'm dreaming and I made it there. Like I did it. And then I get really excited and I wake up immediately. So like the next step is train yourself that like it's cool, it's nice that I'm dreaming. I don't have to get too excited. There's no pressure to wake up. It's okay.
Damn it.
But that means you're halfway there. Hard. That's so exciting because you made it seem like you weren't getting there at all when we were texting about it earlier. But I think you're actually a lot closer than you thought.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying and I've been thinking about it during the day. Like, you're awake right now. Like, when I think about it during the day, I go like, oh, you're awake right now. You're like, this is real life. Like, everything's real. Nothing's out of place. And I like, and then I do that and then I go to sleep and I can't get it.
You're going to get it. Don't give up. I can't believe that we had some sort of dream connection. I feel so positively. I didn't think it was going to happen. I wanted it to, but like, who even knows? But the fact that we've made our first connection is somehow through the dream world.
I hope, as obnoxious as the Madonna thing is, I want everyone to know I don't think I'm Madonna or the next Madonna. It was literally an inside joke between me and Emily. When we heard that Drake song, she was like, you're like Madonna. You're like the next big star. And she like made a joke. She's like, that's her Drake. Cause me and you talk about fucking Drake. And so do me and Emily. I mean, me and all my friends want to fuck Drake. And this is where it came from. And me and you like Drake, and Drake is Madonna and Drake is our connection.
But also, yes. And I don't take it. It's yes, completely. And like, I get why maybe like somebody listening to the show would think it's weird that you at all associate yourself with Madonna, but like, I see you as Madonna. Like, we're friends because like, I think you are the next big thing. Like, I think you're everything. So it makes sense that this dream would represent you, and I'm so excited about it.
All right, the truth is, me and Alex met up in the realm and we hooked up, and now she's obsessed with me. I don't think I get this bitch off my dick. She's a real clinger.
Madonna was there too.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, I guess we're going to have to keep trying.
We have to keep trying. This is a sign. I can't believe it. I can't believe it happened this quickly.
Me neither, honestly. I was feeling really down about it, and now I'm happy again.
I was saying it on the show, thinking to myself, probably not going to happen, but worth a shot. And look at us now.
And now we're only going to get better. Soon we're going to be hanging out. We don't even need that $20 flight.
Dude, fuck the airlines. I got my own airline in here.
Exactly. But yeah.
You ever concerned about taking all this hippie shit too far? Because man, am I on a spiral.
Sometimes I want to come well. Yes, it's true, but what can you do? Take the other parts of life seriously? At least this part's fun.
Yeah, no, this is more interesting. I'm with you. It's like, you got one chance to live. Just who cares if you believe crazy things?
I would, honestly, who would want to invest in the real world when you can have Sage?
It's so true. Oh, I love the world of the mind, baby.
Right. Like, all right, well, I'm gonna go recharge my crystals.
Okay, I like that. Lie them under the moonlight.
Yeah, I'm gonna go light them under the moonlight and try to get in your dreams, baby.
I think there's a good chance. I told Frank before my day started off so strangely, and my technology's been fucking up, like my computer was running extremely slowly last night to the point of like a little bit of panic. And today my phone, I couldn't open things. And I was like, this is a sign, change is upon us. And I judged myself for the thought because I'm a hippy dippy fucking retard. But I also believe it's true.
As you should, Alex. Believe in whatever your damn heart tells you.
So Kimmy, good things are happening. I can feel them.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. And hopefully you guys will be able to hear about those good things next week when we have a new episode of Broad Topics.
I hope that you guys, the listeners, also have good things coming.
Yes. I hope everybody that's listening to this podcast, I'm manifesting something great for you. So I'm manifesting some money for you. I'm manifesting some happiness. I'm manifesting your nutritional goals. I want all those things to come true for you. As a happy listener, is a happy life for me.
I couldn't agree more. And listener, I want you to be loved. I want you to feel loved. I want you to be happy with yourself. And I want you to not put up with the bullshit that makes you sad around you.
And we want you to come.
Yeah, come a lot. Come whenever you have an opportunity. It's nice.
That's why they call it that. All right, guys. Follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Kim Congdon. Alex, where can they find you?
You could follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at I am Alex Scar. Also, head over to gasdigitalnetwork.com where you could get a 14-day free trial with promo code TOPICS, T-O-P-I-X. It's going to get you access to every single episode of this show on demand whenever you want it, as well as every other show on the network, bonus content, live chat, everything you could ever want from Gas Digital. So come support.
Hell yeah. All right, you guys, we'll see you next week.
Fuck yeah.
Bye.
Bye.